Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this July 16th, 2024. Have your host, James J., here with you, and we're joined right now by CEO of Your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good afternoon.
Good to have you with us, Terry. As always, it's always a great time talking with you, and we put our serious hats on, so we're certainly going to get to business today.
Absolutely. Very professional.
No matter what flies in our
no
face
goofing or
what,
around.
What happens, no, we are going to stick with the task at hand. And I would like to start with Stuff the School Bus Desk, this collaborative that you guys work so hard on, Terry.
Yes, so we have two really important deadlines coming up as it pertains to this community collaborative. So if you're not aware, Stuff the Bus is our school supply drive and distribution. And there's two things that need to happen that we need the community to rise around. The first is registering students. So August 1st is the deadline to register your student for free school supplies. If they qualify for free and reduced lunch and they go to a school in Southwood County, they are eligible for free school supplies. So you do that, complete that registration by going to our website, uwswac.org, or you can just search United Way Southwood and Adams Counties and it'll pop up. And you will click on the link and then you will register your students. We do need information about your students. We need to know what grade they're going in, what school, that kind of thing. Because we really make a very, very serious, strong effort to make sure that each kid gets what is needed for their school. So for instance, if they're going to be in fourth grade at Meade, we want to make sure that we're packing their backpack based on what fourth grade at Meade needs, not fourth grade at Howe or Nakusa. And of course, sometimes we can provide everything, sometimes we can't, but we try to match that teacher list as best we can, because the idea behind this is to minimize and eliminate disparities amongst our kids. And so we don't want to give, if each elementary kid needs a blue, red, green, and yellow folder, we're not going to give them four purple folders, right? Like, our goal is to give them what is on the list. So students do have to be registered. Again, the deadline to register is August 1st. That's a Thursday. And just for perspective, the registration's been open since May 1st. So there's a long window of time to get this done. You've got 3 whole months to do it, but you're down to the last couple of weeks. So if you have not registered, please do so. Again, the qualifier is free and reduced lunch. You can register by visiting our website, uwswac.org, or by dialing 211 between 8 and 5 Monday through Friday. And one of our resource specialists can just ask you the questions over the phone if that's easier to get that student registered. Now, we have right now 900 students registered.
Whew. Wow.
So that's big, right? Yeah. And it's important. And it's very similar to last year's number. So I also don't want to make it seem like it's, we've got some big explosion or something like that. Mm-hmm. But that is a lot of kids to serve. And so, we put the call out to the community now to really help us meet this need. So how can you help? There's a few different ways. You could purchase and donate school supplies, right? So just the next time you're in a store and they are out, I know people don't like to hear this, but I was in the store over the weekend and their school supplies are out. So we would encourage you to purchase school supplies and bring those to us at Lunch by the River. So on August 1st, we are the sponsor. We, United Way, are the sponsor for Lunch by the River. And we ask everyone to bring the supplies to Lunch by the River for the main reason of, A, then we're only handling them once, right? But at Lunch by the River, we have tons of volunteers that are there sorting. So literally all the pencils get in one box, well, multiple boxes, but all the pencils together, all the pens together, scissors, that kind of thing. So that when our volunteers 2 weeks later are packing the backpacks, all the scissors are together, everything is sorted and inventoried and counted. So it's really, really helpful if we can have all of those supplies by August 1st at Lunch by the River. We have several businesses that are drop sites. So if you, if you buy stuff, but you can't come to Lunch by the River, you can bring them to our office at 351 Oak Street. Just one example is D&L Recreation. They've got a big up on their marquee sign. They say, bring your school supplies here, so you could drop them off there. Just really, again, encourage you, if you're a business listening and you say, gosh, well, I'd be a collection point, just let us know. We'd love that to happen too. We have often civic groups, businesses, coworkers also that just do drives, which is really awesome. So, and maybe sometimes there's some kind of an incentive for that, right? Like maybe if you have to wear a certain dress code, maybe a casual day if you bring a school supply, or just think out of the box and something fun. But the top needed items that we are seeking are backpacks, Notebooks in plain colors, folders in plain colors. So, you know, the folders with the little puppies on are super cute, but that's not what the teachers are asking for. And again, we're trying to keep it the same for all kids. So plain colored notebooks and folders, colored pencils, markers, highlighters, glue sticks, scissors. And then, of course, if you don't want to, you know, you're like, hey, I'm not going out and buying this stuff. Monetary donations are accepted. All of those donations that come in are used to purchase these items. So there is, you know, it's not used for anything else. It all sticks right with Stuff the Bus. And as you can imagine, 900 backpacks are pricey, right? So we as a United Way team work on writing grants and seeking out funding sources, you know, to help support this cause. We have always, every year, been able to get what we need. So yeah. That's encouraging and good.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean that each year we're not like, oh my gosh, that's a lot of kids, right? Yeah, so we just want to make sure that we have what we need. So if you're interested in making a monetary donation, those checks should be made out to United Way and can be dropped off or mailed again to 351 Oak Street. You can also just donate online. When you visit our website, there's a donate button and then there is a memo spot and you could just say Stuff the Bus. Yeah. So, you know, that's a lot. That's kind of big and coming up, and it's only 3 weeks away. So that's why, you know, we're just really wanting people to maybe put a little urgency on it.
Yeah.
We've always had a great showing from the community, and it's just coming up fast. Maybe it's just coming up fast for me. To me, it feels like this summer is like flying by.
Could not agree more. Yeah, it really is. Going too fast. You could slow down, summer.
Yes.
Slow down, summer.
So we just want to make sure that we are ready, and we can't do that without you. So, you know, thanks to the generosity in the past. I mean, oh my goodness, it's overwhelming.
God,
you know,
we got a great community.
How awesome it is. And, you know, and then to just bring this full circle, August, I'm going to think through my dates, 16th and 17th are the days that we will be doing the distribution. So again, a village of volunteers that comes together to make that happen. And so, you know, we certainly are thankful for all of those who sign up to help with that and make sure that we are successful in this effort.
There's nothing short of great opportunities to impact your community with the United Way. We're going to talk about some other ones in a minute. But this is, to me, one of the biggest impacts you can make, an investment in our future and helping these kids feel prepared for the class day and the school year ahead. I touched on this before with you over the years. I was one of these kids, and I was distracted by this in school. And I was already usually behind my other classmates coming to a different grade school and everything, let alone coming in. And, well, they got a glue stick and I don't, or some of those things. And it did play with me. It did mess with me. And I know I'm not alone in this. Not only my sister dealt with the same thing, but over the years and us having this conversation, Terry, I've heard from so many of our listeners that grew up in our age range or even older than us, especially the older community, that dealt with this a lot. And it was difficult, and it kept you from learning. It kept anything that distracted you. Now, there are plenty of distractions for kids. It does not take much. Here's one that we can do something about. Here's one that we can make an impact on, and you can feel awfully good from. Whatever type of donations you can make, we greatly appreciate it as this need gets stronger and stronger.
Yeah, and it is pretty easy. Like, we're not asking anyone to provide, you know, the value of an entire backpack. Of course, if you can, that's great. But, but you know, you think about all the things that go in there. Even if, like I said, the next time you're picking up a few groceries and you can pick up, you know, when they run folders for a dollar or something, you know, if you even just a dollar's worth, like it really all comes together and makes a huge difference and adds up. So again, I just want to run through most needed items one more time. So we need backpacks, plain colored notebooks, plain colored folders, colored pencils, markers, highlighters, glue sticks, scissors, and then cash donations also accepted.
Yeah. Thank you, Terry. And we'll go over that information again before we get right to that cutoff date and be listening to our morning shows. We'll be covering this topic again as well. Speaking with CEO of United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns. And Terry, I am a part of your newsletter at the United Way and got the volunteers needed for a homeless point in time count coming up.
Yep. So point in time count is coming soon. This happens twice a year, and it is not led by United Way. It's led by all of the community action agencies in the state. But we help with recruiting volunteers. And so this is a snapshot in time when every community in the state, will do this count, and it happens in January and in July. And basically, the count takes place over in the overnight hours, starts about midnight. I think we gather volunteers like 10:30, 11 o'clock for a little orientation, and then they go out in small groups to just, you know, try to identify individuals in the community who might be homeless. There are some care packs that they offer to them if they're interested, you know, but it's not meant to be invasive. It's not a interrogation. It's not anything like that. It's just trying to identify how many individuals that we might have in our Wisconsin communities who are homeless. I think that, you know, what we've experienced is that, you know, homelessness looks very different in different communities, and it looks different in an urban setting than in a rural setting. And homelessness looks different to the naked eye in the summer versus the winter.
Very true.
You know, sometimes it's just easier to identify in the winter in some cases. In some cases, though, they maybe are partnering up or bunking up with someone else. In the summer, you know, those who are homeless might maybe have the opportunity to camp somewhere. Or to, you know, so they're not visibly homeless, so to speak. And not that, I mean, our goal isn't to find a whole bunch of homeless people.
Right.
But our goal is to find a whole bunch of homeless people. You know, it's both, right? It's if and.
If they are out there, you want to find them.
Yes. And so again, to offer, we do have some care packs, but really, like I said, it is trying to just get a count. And the reason that it's done in every community at the same time is so that we can hopefully avoid duplication, because right. We know that there is a level of transiency in the homeless population where, you know what I mean? Like, they might be here for a few days and then mm-hmm. the next week they might be in, you know, I don't know, Stevens Point, or they might yep. be in another community. And so the goal is to make sure that we're not overinflating that mm-hmm. number. And, you know, honestly, we typically don't find very many, mm-hmm. which for us is encouraging, because it means that they have shelter over their head somewhere. Yeah. Now, it might not mean that they are properly housed. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, if you've got two or three families living in one dwelling, you know, it's certainly not ideal. I mean, yeah. think about your yeah. own personal space that you have at home and right. in your own ability to have belongings of your own and, yes. and that kind of thing. So it's not ideal, but from the safety aspect mm-hmm. and the health aspect, it's better than, you know, just seeing people out in the community homeless. So we participate in that. We are seeking volunteers. So if you are interested in being part of this, you would contact Ben at United Way at 715-421-0390.
This information is important, certainly on a local level, so that we can help any individuals out there that could use the assistance. But this data is also important nationally and locally because of how it impacts so many different things as far as, different grants we can get or different access or help that we can get from government levels and that.
Yes. So it does help us access and leverage government grants and also potentially matching dollars, maybe some subsidized housing. Vouchers, you know, subsidized housing inventory is a whole nother animal, yes, you know, yes. having enough, but to be able to, you know, adequately react to what's happening in a community, this is just one tool in the toolbox, but it's a very valuable tool. And so, you know, if you have the ability and are willing to be up for an overnight, I think, you know, usually by 2 a.m., 3 a.m., you're done. But if you know, if it's something that you are willing to experience and participate in as a volunteer, again, contact Ben at United Way.
And no previous experience is necessary for this. And you will not be out there on your own. You will have some security with you as well.
It's definitely in groups. It's not even just two people. Yeah. You know, it's a group of people that goes out. And you're given a specific area mm-hmm. That you kind of comb, so to speak. You know, that you drive by and walk around and check out.
Yeah. Terry, coming up, you have your campaign volunteer training. I thought we could dive into that a little bit.
Yeah, so this is exciting. Coming up on August 20th, this is when we are really working with people who coordinate the company campaign at their workplace. And so anyone who coordinates a company campaign is welcome to attend this. And so what does that mean? That means that, you know, maybe they are handing out the pledge forms on behalf of United Way. They are coordinating some fun activities. You know, one of the things that I mentioned earlier, maybe if people brought school supplies, they could have a casual day. We see that a lot during campaign. You know, if you make a donation to United Way, you get jeans on Friday, or, you know, something kind of fun like that. So, you know, we talk through a lot of those success stories that we see at companies that have high levels of employee participation in the United Way campaign. Many businesses allow their employees to give to United Way through direct deposit, which for a lot of people is just much more palatable, right? Like I can give you $5 a paycheck, but for me to just write you a check for $260, you know, that just doesn't really work into my budget. So, you know, this is a great think tank, so to speak, you know, getting these folks together and talking about, hey, what works, James, what works for you at the radio station? Well, this works for me at the bank. Well, this works for me over at, you know, at this location. So there's some of that. And then we also distribute materials at that event. So it's a really good time for us. It's a very exciting time. We will be doing a group impact project with that group, and I'm not going to share what it is. But it is a fun, you know. It's we get the group together, and they're going to be packing kits that are going to be used in the community. So that's a great great opportunity to hear about what impact, 40 people for 1 hour, how large of an impact that they can make collectively together. So, you know, we're really looking forward to that. This is a registration required event, mostly for food. But, you know, it is something that we do need to know who's coming. Yeah. So, you know, I would certainly not turn away someone from the public if they wanted to attend, but it is designed and geared towards workplace volunteers, you know, for the sole reason of, hey, let's have really robust and exciting and energetic campaigns. The way that we fund all of the programs, you know, we've talked about a few, but we also help to support 30 programs in the communities that we serve. And so the way that we fund them is through our fall campaign. And so, you know, the success of these folks is really, really instrumental in anything that we can do to support them and help uplift them and to encourage their companies to support them and give them time to, you know, reach out to other employees and do these things, you know, is instrumental to the success of our total campaign. And we can only give out what we have, right? Yeah. So it's like, we really want to raise as many dollars as possible so that we can continue to support. I mean, the 30 programs that United Way helps to fund, and then there's about 10 initiatives, you know, collectively that's impacting about 20,000 people. Whew. So it's big.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's bigger than people can wrap their arms around. Mm-hmm. You know, they're like, wait a minute, United Way does that? Wait a minute, United Way does that? Yeah, you know, so there is a lot. There's a wide breadth of what we're trying to do in the community. And really that's because we want to impact, you know, kind of cradle to end of life. We have programs that are impacting all different stages of life with a common thread. And that common thread is ALICE, which is, you know, our, I guess, underemployed members of our community. Mm-hmm. You know, not necessarily, they don't have to be under the federal poverty level, but there's plenty of households that are above the federal poverty level, but still struggle.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's tough. And this economy and this inflation is making it even tougher. Mm-hmm. And so people are having to choose. You know, we had a really strong recent success with our diaper drive.
Mm-hmm.
We did a diaper drive in distribution that ran from Mother's Day to Father's Day. And what we did there was we asked for diapers, wipes, and creams. And just ask the community to participate. First time we ever did it, we got some really nice monetary donations to which we just literally went and bought diapers and then distributed those to three programs in the community to focus. So at the food pantry, you can access diapers to the family center and then also to First Choice Pregnancy Resource Center so that people who are struggling, you know, they maybe are doing just fine. They're in that ALICE population, but because of the additional cost of groceries, they're choosing, you know, use less diapers. Yes. Or less food, or, you know, pay my utility payment, or, and so this is a way for us in the community to help alleviate that or, right? Let's give these families the opportunity to say, and, you know, I'm going to pay for this and this, and I'm going to do this and this for my children. And the really cool thing I think about ALICE and about our commitments to ALICE is that, you know, these are folks in our community who are working.
Yeah.
You know, it's not because we do hear that stereotype, this is just, you know, people just taking handouts. Well, you know, our main focus is people who are working and struggling.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone has struggled at some point.
Yes.
So for us to be able to say, hey, we're going to have this tremendous campaign so that we can continue to fund those who need it most in our community. I mean, there's no lose, right? Like it's all winning.
And I want to piggyback off of that with the campaign volunteer training, because every year we talk about this, I never see a downside to doing this, whether you've done it before or not. I am curious, and Terry, say like for here, Pam goes for us.
Yeah.
If I wanted to go as well, can two people
absolutely.
Go?
Absolutely. So we definitely have multiples from many organizations. And we, you know, we even encourage that because I think there's something about there's the strength in the team too, right?
Yes.
So if an organization or a business sends two or three, depending upon the size, you know, four people, well, when those people get back, they help, you know, they help stir up each other's excitement and keep the flame alive for the campaign and the work that has to be done. So, yeah, we certainly encourage multiple attendees from one organization. And again, it's just. It's really how we do our best work is by the liaisons that believe in United Way. You know, maybe it was a heartfelt story that they heard. We also have very data-driven people.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we try to offer both. Like, what are the warm, fuzzy stories? What's going to tug on your heartstring? But then what about the people who need the numbers?
Yeah.
You know, so it's, you know, it's kind of, it's we try to offer a blend of both or at least a snapshot of both. When we are talking at the training, and then you know hoping that carries through into the workplace when people are asking their peers to give, you know, hey, join me, you know, would you give to United Way?
Yeah.
We have some incentives. We have our sweepstakes, which if you give $1 a week, so $52 a year, but if you give $1 a week, you qualify for our sweepstakes. We have five $1,000 cash prizes. They are all sponsored by businesses, basically out of their marketing budget, because we put their logo on everything.
Yes,
you know, so the number of impressions that they get is spectacular. And, you know, we talk about them all the time. And in the reason that, you know, we ask them to do this is to help us gain new donors and get people maybe to increase their gift. Maybe they've been giving, you know, $1 a week forever, but maybe they could make it $1.50. You know, you never know. And so if we don't ask, we don't know. And that's really, you know, one of the things too that comes out of this is promoting that incentive. And again, no donor dollars are part of this. This is all sponsored dollars. And it's pretty fun, pretty cool. Usually the week before Christmas, we go out with some, with some checks and award those. So you know, sometimes everybody's motivated differently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes an incentive helps. Sometimes just knowing you're helping is the key. We have a bonus incentive this year, and that is a match from the Central Wisconsin Legacy Foundation. And so the first $500,000 that are given to our campaign will be matched into our endowment fund to help cover our fundraising costs. So,
you know,
we've got some great stuff going on, and we just really encourage people to stay connected with us and, you know, check out information at uwswac.org. Give us a call. Come and see us at Lunch by the River. We'll be there August 1st. We are the sponsors. So come on down with some school supplies. Say hi. It'd be great to see you. And, you know, thanks for everything that you've done as community members to make sure that we stay successful.
We will meet you at Lunch by the River, and we will find out more information at uwswac.org. And be sure to follow the United Way on social media. It's a great way to not only keep up to date on things there, but to reshare some of the things that they are doing on your page. Encourage you to do so. Always good talking with you, Terry. Thank you for the time.
Great to see you.
We'll have more fun coming up on Midday Magazine here on WFHR, locally grown radio.